Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast with your boy Ramiz. Unfortunately, I'm going to be going solo today because Keith is sick. Let's hopefully he gets well soon and comes back on those pods because he's one of the GOATs when it comes to it. So as I'm recording this, the Sixers have just lost Game 6, and they will be headed to a Game 7 in TD Garden. So I don't know how they're going to do there, but hey, they won Game 5. Perhaps they can win Game 6. Oh, man, but it's just got to be annoying for the Sixers fans because they were winning 84 to 83, I believe. And then the Sixers went on like a 13-0 run. Tatum getting a bunch of those points, having awakening, which was about time for Celtics fans because they've been waiting a long time. And going to Game 7 with the momentum that the Celtics have, it's going to be quite a difficult task to really pull off. But hey, when you got the MVP, you got a former MVP in James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, who is a microwave type scorer, then you're always going to have a great chance. But enough of that. Let's get talking about the May 12th game slate. Of course, we got the Knicks versus the Heat in Miami, and then we got the Warriors versus the Lakers, both game sixes, both teams trying to force a game seven, both road teams. And with quite a difficult task because both the Miami Heat and the Lakers at home have been, I believe, undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. So both these teams are going to be hoping to be the first to do it in a game six. So let's jump straight into it. Let's go with the Knicks and Heat. We got the over and under at 208.5. Miami Heat with the favorite to win by 5 to 6 points. And to go with the injury status, Emmanuel quickly is doubtful on the Knicks side of things. Other than that, they're all fine. On the Miami Heat side of things, Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin are both probable, so they should be looking forward to play. And starting off with the Knicks, I'm going with Jalen Brunson at 9,000. This is probably expensive as it gets, but Jalen Brunson played 48 minutes in game five, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Thibodeau said, "Hey, you're going to play 48 minutes again," because he's kind of one of those players who has been the only player to keep the Knicks like in these games. And man, they need him. I mean, he provides playmaking. He's been providing scoring, especially with Randle's being quite disappointing. He's the really only chance you have for the Knicks when it comes to forcing Game 7. And I think if he's going to be playing 40 minutes, which I believe he will, unless it's a blowout and he only plays like 40 minutes. But 9,000, I really like him because I think he has so much responsibility on that side of for the Knicks that he's going to be involved. Even if he has an off-shooting night, you're going to expect him to be getting multiple assists because he's the main playmaker, the main point guard. Getting you rebounds, getting you a few defensive steals, just doing a whole lot of things which is you would love from your point guard. And at 9,000, it is expensive, but I believe in these type of states you always try to go for the two higher guys. And of course, Jimmy Butler is obviously looks really nice, but I'm trying to look at the over and under of this game and try to judge it as well based off past performances. And this game is going to be one of those, you know, defensive matchup type games. And Jimmy Butler doesn't seem to be longing for those 40-point games like he was going against Milwaukee. But maybe I'm wrong. And I honestly wouldn't blame you. I decided to go more cheaper in terms of that because I think I can use that money somewhere else. But if you were to go with Jimmy Butler, I don't blame you. I mean, Jimmy Butler could for sure have a killer game and end the Knicks off in Game 6. On the Heat side of things, as you guys know, I didn't go for Jimmy Butler. But I did go for Kyle Lowry at 5,200. Who I believe is just a point guard who I think kind of similar to what I said for Jalen Brunson, I guess both Villanova point guards, is that he's going to be able to provide more than just scoring, right? Of course, he's not a consistent scorer as he was in past years, but he's a guy who I think is going to come on and he's going to be able to get you assists or some rebounds. And at 5,200, it's not really that much of a high risk. And I think there is some risk involved because he is expensive at 5,200. But I think he's provides you high upside, high reward. And that's why I'm leaning towards the Lowry. I also got Caleb Martin at 4,100. Caleb Martin, who is a guy who has been able to get you around 20 to 22 DK points, if I'm not mistaken. And he's been playing a bunch of minutes. He's kind of one of the guys who provides him a different play style because he usually comes on for Kevin Love and usually plays alongside of Cody Zeller or plays alongside Bama. Kind of playing that four position. And he's been playing these hustle plays, grabbing these rebounds, attacking the paint, hitting his threes too, which is incredible and what you want to see. And at 4,100, I think he's pretty safe pick. Worst case scenario, I think you're still going to expect him to get those minutes. I don't think he's not going to get the minutes he's been getting. And so I think as long as he continues to do what he does, which is play those hustle plays, he'll continue to get around 20 to DK points. And at last, I got a sneaky pick. I'm trying to do one of those picks where, you know, you, where like, if one of these guys not hitting, this guy can come in and have a really great game. I think you guys already know who I'm talking about. That's Duncan Robinson at 3,400. Of course, I always like to go with Max Strus, especially at home. But Max Strus is 4,900. And Duncan Robinson is 1,500 cheaper. So I can use that 1,500 somewhere else. And Duncan Robinson is a guy who I am going to put on some of my slates because I think he has that explosive feel to him. He had a great game 5. And hopefully he can carry that momentum back to Miami and have that same type of scoring production. Because he has gotten minutes every game. But obviously in some games, I think the two games that he had in Miami, he did struggle. But that's why I wouldn't put him on all my slate picks. But I think on a few of them, you might want to put on Duncan Robinson because if he does have that explosive night and get you around 28 to 30 DK points, which is quite possible with just him shooting threes, then that's amazing at 3,400 value. So I really like that for him. Honestly, that's kind of where I decided to go with my next Heat pick because I did make a bigger pick somewhere else. But before we get into that, did I mention the DFS Pass promo where you can get it at $4.99 per month and it allows you to get Discord access to the pros? All you got to do is go to sportsethos.com and with this DFS Pass, you pay $4.99 per month and you get base lineup builds, pregame notes, statistics, last minute injury news. So like Butler, Caleb, and quickly, all these guys who are probable and doubtful, you'll for sure be able to keep up with that with the Pass promo. And come on, man, like, what better way to spend $4.99 per month with a DFS pass? Like, come on, we're helping you get money, man. Come on, think about that, think about it. All right, but moving on to the Warriors vs. Lakers. The Warriors vs. Lakers, to give you the over-under, it's at 221, with Lakers favored to win by 2.5. So around 2 to 3 points, but they're predicting this game is going to be close. And it's going to be a pretty semi-high scoring game, which kind of makes sense when you got, I guess, the Lakers shooting a lot of free throws and the Warriors shooting a lot of threes. Injury status-wise, Wiggins is questionable. I believe he's dealing with some type of contusion, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to say he plays. Lakers, of course, you got the usual suspects in AD and Bron, who are both probable, and I believe they will both play. Of course, AD did have that close to near concussion, or it's a head injury, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, it didn't seem that severe because he left on a wheelchair, but, he was able to leave the game walking normally, which is great to see for Lakers fans. I believe he will play as well. Now, of course, this is a pick where you're probably thinking, I'm going for a Curry, I'm going for AD, but I didn't go for AD, I didn't go for Curry, I went for LeBron. Now, of course, I don't know if you guys remember last time when it was Memphis and the Lakers. I also went for Bron again. Went for Bron that time around as well for Game 6. And Bron had it was an alright night. Of course, it was a blowout though. But man, I'm going to go with them again because I don't think Golden State is Memphis. I think Golden State will put up a fight. They are the champions. And I think Bron is going to have to be relied on a lot more than usual because honestly, you don't know the depth of AD's injury. You don't know really if it's going to really impact him on the court. Hopefully, it doesn't. But in the case that it does, especially encountering AD's inconsistency, if Bron is going to have to make sure he does a lot. Because as this is a home game, so you're hoping the role players are feeling a lot better, feeling good, hitting their shots, being able to draw fouls. But man, at the end of the day, if this game is close, like Bet365 says, it's going to come down to Bron being able to play make, facilitate, and just do what he does best and close out these series at home. I also decided to go with Austin Reaves at 5,800. Austin Reaves, he was struggling in the beginning of the series, but he's had two great games, getting around 30 to 32 DK points. And I like him in this game because I think his defense has been really essential in trying to go over the pick and rolls to guard a Curry, to guard a Klay, to guard a Poole. And honestly, the Warriors are going to come out shots firing because they know everyone knows the Lakers can't keep up with the Warriors shooting. So I think it's going to be heavily reliant on Reeves to be able to defend these guys, and that's where he can get a lot of his minutes from. But not only that, but his offensive side, offensive production has been kind of back to what he was doing against Memphis, which is getting around 16 to 18 points, getting you a few steals, getting you a few rebounds, and those stat lines end up getting to around 30 DK points. So as long as he has a performance like that at home, being able to hit his shots, I think he's due to have a great night as well. On the Warriors side of things, so of course I mentioned I went for LeBron. Earlier I mentioned I went for Jalen Brunson, so of course I'm not going for Steph, but I am going for his counter, for his co-partners. And that's Klay at 6,800, Game 6 Klay. Of course, I did the same thing last time as well for the Kings, but I think perhaps the game five momentum that they got from winning that game, because they are the champions, these guys have a lot of experience. I'm thinking Klay's gonna have a really great game. I think he has struggled these past two games, and in a game where it matters most, man, you're gonna see Klay. I think at 6,800, I think he's gonna have a great game. And then I also got Draymond at 6,700. I think Draymond is a guy who, I think Steve Kerr especially is going to play Draymond a bunch of minutes, because Looney has struggled to guard Anthony Davis. And with Draymond in transition, he just allows a lot more versatility in terms of being able to switch onto a LeBron and such. And just being able to do those handoffs, get those easy assists to a Curry or to a Klay. I think Draymond, I like him at his value. And he's been continuously be able to get around 37 to 38 DK points, perhaps even more. And in this type of game where I think these guys are going to play heavy minutes, I think you have a great chance of having another great night from him. And then lastly, I got Gary Payne the third at 4,300. And this is a pick where I'm hoping that I think he's going to be starting again. Oh, pardon me, not the third. Gary Payne the second. Of course, I think he's going to start again. I think, honestly, with him, he's only at 4,300, which is the reason I like him. Because, of course, he's in these past two games, he's been able to get you around 22 to 23 DK points. And as long as he's been able to hit that corner shot, he provides the defensive presence. He's going to be on the court a lot of time, especially with Jordan Poole's struggles. Of course, I've seen Jordan Poole is listed at 4,500, which is a really interesting pick. I would definitely have him in a couple of slates. But I like Gary Payne more because I think Gary Payne will be able to get you that value back. Whereas Jordan Poole, you don't know if you're going to get that value. He might not even see the court a lot because he doesn't provide defense, right? But Jordan Poole has that higher upside pick. Gary Payne has that high floor, you know, high ceiling for Jordan Poole, high floor for Gary Payne second. So that's kind of up to you guys. That's where I decided to go with my routes. All right, now let's move on to Thrive Fantasy. So for those who don't know, when you sign up for Thrive Fantasy, you enter the code ETHOS for your first deposit to be matched up to $250. Come on, that's free money, man. Come on, free money. All you gotta do is use the promo code ETHOS when you sign up, and you get a first deposit matched up to $250. So, looking at all these picks, I got you three good picks. I got you three good picks. Trust me on this. Or not. I mean, you should trust me, though, because I am an expert when it comes to this sport. And, I got Bam Adebayo over 27.5 total points rebounds for 110 points. Bam in his past two home games had around 23 points, 13 rebounds, 18 points, 13 rebounds. He's kind of been on that stat lines, and I think he's going to be able to replicate that same amount because, as I've been mentioning throughout this slate, this is a lot of people a closeout game. You do not want to go to a Game 7 going back to the Knicks. I think Bam Adebayo will hopefully get a bunch of minutes guarding a Julius Randle, guarding Mitch Robinson as a lone center. And I think he's going to be able to grab a lot of rebounds. Obviously, the scoring part is what kind of defers you away from this pick because, you know, he does sometimes just shies away from that. But as long as he's aggressive, being able to get offensive rebounds, Jimmy Butler's to be able to draw those double teams, I think the stat line shouldn't be an issue for Bam to be able to achieve. Then I got Draymond Green, of course, aligning with my DK DraftKings pick. Over 6.5 total assists, similar to what I said about Bam. I think Draymond's going to play a lot of minutes. The opportunity is definitely going to be there. Of course, they leaned more towards him at the center spot than Kevon Looney. And as long as Draymond Green is in transition, being able to get those handoffs off, and Klay and Curry and Poole, getting paid second, these guys can hit their shots. I think that shouldn't be an issue for Draymond Green to really get. And then lastly, I got the King James. over 41.5 total points, rebounds, and assists at 105 points in a closeout game. If the Lakers needed LeBron more than ever, it's this game. LeBron is going to have to close this out. You do not want to go back to Chase Center. And, man, I think LeBron, of course, LeBron has had some moments where he looks really tired, looks really fatigued. But I think he's going to be able to pull out some type of performance as he's been able to do in these past, 18 to 20 years. And just close out this series. Alright, that's gonna be a wrap. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me. Of course, solo can be tough, but I appreciate you guys. If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, you can find me at TooNice, that'll be spelled TO0_Nice_. And hey, we can chat basketball, or you get the DFS pass for $4.99 per month. You can also hit me up on Discord, so you know, you got multiple opportunities. Thank you guys for listening to me once again, and I'm going to talk to you guys later.